We're holding the Siman Tov Mem Ches, Sif Katan Yud Beis, which Sif Gimel, Sif Katan Yud Beis. We're holding on page Lamed Aleph. I think we're on. We just went through the arguments why some Achronim say that this scenario is a worse scenario than the usual case where you have a Goyis Chometz. The Goyis Koinitz, so you have no responsibilities vis-a-vis the Chometz. But over here, since the Chometz originally belonged to the Jew, A. B, the Goy is going to return it to the Jew, and it's sitting in the Jew's Rishus. So in that situation, it looked like it's a Jew's Chometz, and he might come to eat it. So therefore, even Mechitza Sir would not be sufficient. El the call ze, it's the brackets, it's the fifth line down in the brackets. El the call ze, ena ola chadchila. Obviously, this is all discussing about this. You might come to eat it. It looks like a Jew's chometz. I mean, right, it's not the Jew's chometz anymore. He has no responsibility. He's not chayven. It's not the Jew's chometz. He has no. He did not undertake any responsibility towards the chometz. He's not a shomer on the chometz. It's not his chometz. So meeker than so the, and the that and the bidi avid of bidi avid pashat the ein lesser klal. It's obvious that the chometz is not going to be also after Pesach. As long as the mechir was done in a valid way, so even though they did not designate a specific place to put the chometz, bidi avid you're not going to ask for the chometz. Because what kind of deviation of chometz harbe? So the average case against the idea was okay. Sell him the chometz, he'll take it home. If he has a large amount of chometz, he's a baker and he has a large amount of etc. with things which we consider as possibly chometz. It's impossible to transport everything out and take it to the goy's house. So in that situation, we said that the goy has to remove the chometz from the house. We don't want the chometz remaining in the house of the Jew, because then it looks like the Jew's chometz. Because even the guy owns it, but since it was the Jew's chametz to start with, and it'll be the Jew's chametz after Pesach, because he's give it back, and it's still in the place where it used to always was, so it looks pretty much like the Jew's chametz. So the solution is sell him the room. So you sell him the room, we say it's been taken out of the Jew's rishus into the rishus of the guy. We specifically say sell him the room. Not rent him the room. All right. So the idea is there should be mechira, because if it's just a case of rental, the ownership of the actual property remains. In the case of a rental, the Jew in this case, it was the landlord, owns the property still. So you haven't fulfilled the obligation of getting it out of the rishus of the Yisrael in that situation. So then, in the most of Dirshah, they raise the following question: there's a pasuk in the Torah, Lo Sichonim. The Chazal make three drashas on the pasuk, Lo Sichonim. Lo Sichonim means do not give him a matnas schinim, do not give a non-Jew a free gift. You want to give him a gift because you hope to get something back in return from him, etc. But just to create friendship between the two, so there won't be friendship between the two of you. To not give him a place to dwell in the land or itself. So there's an issue of the right to sell a piece of property, Jewish property, to a non-Jew in itself. And that's most places. All that applies even as on as that. It was one of the issues which they had with the mechira. The heter mechira for shemitah was this issue of lesuchanim. It's one of the challenges they had with how to get around this lesuchanim. So Chazanish says, you have a lesuchanim issue. If you're going to sell him your house, that's karka. house is still like Karkov. You sell them in one of the rooms in your house, you're going to be over this Elisachonim. So then that situation, the only, you're going to have to say that we're going to rely that Schirah's Malkum is sufficient to say it's removed from the Rishus of the Jew.
That's only
in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. V'kinyan acheder hu b'kesef imshtar. The way he'll take ownership of the room will be when he gives the money. That money will be kind of tinyan kesef. There also will be a shtar. We write up in the shtar that we're going to we're transferring the ownership to him. We write that in the shtar. Now, v'im yore losis lo shtar, shemayala b'dayta l'hatzik b'chometz, we can have some merupa. So, one of the concerns, which was a common issue, so you had, we had a very common issue they had in Europe, a lot of the Jews were innkeepers, and the innkeeper, part of an innkeeper is that you sold whiskey. So the Jew had all these barrels of whiskey, which is chometz gomer. So the way we do the mechira is we sell it before Pesach. He owns it, he gives a down payment, and the rest of the money for the sale is effective as of Erev Pesach. The rest of the money is, and we estimate it's worth $100. He gives me $5 now. The remaining 95 is due in 9 days from now. And he has an option 9 days from now. If he doesn't want to pay the money, he can sell it back to me. That's how we do. That's how we usually do the actual mechira to the goy. So it's his today. He pays the minimal amount. He's kind of with giving the money. That's kinyan kesef. Doesn't have to pay the full amount now. He doesn't have the money. Comes 8 days, 9 days, however they usually, the right, this and this date, which is the day after Pesach. We say, call him in and says, okay, the rest of the money is due right now. What would you like to do? You could either pay, or if you don't want to pay, you can sell it back. And that's usually, when we buy it back for him for a few bucks. So he makes a few bucks on the deal. That's his incentive. Great. So I did that in Europe, right? So they sold to the guy. The guy tells all his friends, I own all that whiskey. He says, great. Let's go drink. So another place, they come for a drinking party. Now, if the Jew would get his money after Pesach, it's a halbasar. Right? The problem is the guy doesn't have the money to give after Pesach. He knows that. The Jew knows that. So he says, the whiskey's down and the money's gone. Now what do I do? He's destroyed. So this was a common concern that they had. So one of the ideas, which he was worried about giving him the shtar, because that would be just to be another temptation for him to want to, it says in the document, I have a document that is mine, and nobody's gonna give me any problems. So Lahastus Imo Shikta Bekesiv Bolvad Bali Shtar. She just took any kesiv. You can rely that's a valid way of doing it. So we'll say that's sufficient.
And that stopped him from drinking?
No, but it was a little hope. There's I can't tell you, part of this long shari tshuva that we've been ignoring over here, like this long shari tshuva. A lot of not all of it, definitely a few of the things he brings over here were tshuvas which are written to address this case. If you skim through and look for the letters Yash, Yud Yud Shin, see what times it comes up in this Zari tshuva. It says, Yash, 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 yeah. This was a common problem that they had.
Where do you find a guy that can know how to learn the Shari Tshuva? That's the odd part.
That's the odd part, right? Yeah. So it was a common, one of the what he does he's skimming through for you all the different tshuvas on the topic, and presents all of them. I mean, there's a trend on the tshuvas written on this topic because it was a problem which happened on a regular basis. Can you stop them? Well, how can you stop them? It's his. He says, and even if it's, you, even a situation where the guy wants to says the guy will pay you the money afterwards. Most Jews say, I don't want the money. Where are we going to buy? Immediately after Pesach, there's people knocking on the door. They want to buy. So, well, I have money, but I don't have any money. Whiskey. So we don't drink money. We drink whiskey. Mm-hmm. See, he's going to have to go buy whiskey. Where does he get whiskey? That much whiskey. So now you're Ritz of Kiyumo issue. He wants the Chametz Dafka to be banned. He don't belong to the goy. So all of that was, we'll get to some of that. Okay, now.
So a Jew who runs an inn, so people come to an inn because they want a place to stay tonight, and some people go to an inn because they want a drink.
Right.
So he can't serve them during Pesach.
He can't serve the drinks during Pesach, right. Slivovitz. Slivovitz, plum brandy. Yeah. That was, that's why Slivovitz was created. The next step, the Mishnah Berurah says, is that if we want this to be a sale, so we have to give the goy access to the chametz. So the whole idea is we're saying it's being removed from the bias of the Jew and given to the goy. Again, this is all the chumrah. What the chumrah is, b'diavad mutter. This issue over here is, since it's the Jew's chametz before Pesach, the goy can give it back after Pesach. And it's still in the place where it's in the Jew's home, it looks like the Jew's chametz. So we said, well, you know what? We're going to create this halachic reality that it's not in the Jew's house anymore. So we're going to say the same thing as taking the chametz out of the house, going somewhere else, or giving the goy part of the house, you've taken it out of the Jew's house. Well, that makes sense. Therefore, it doesn't look like it's by the Jew. Well, what do you mean? It's still sitting by the Jew. It looks like it's by the Jew. Well, I gave the room to the goy, and I even gave him the key to the room. He can get in. So, it's not me anymore. He has the key, and he's in charge. So you have to give him the key. She can come and get the chametz which is sold or given to him as a present. He can come and access his chametz. Okay. Okay. So, shakabonim yermelo yisov. He doesn't do that. He has to at least do the following. Tell the guy the following. B'chol eitz shetir tocholi kach mavteach mechadrecho mikadosh barli to l'chametzcho. You have to indicate in the star that whenever you want, you can come and get the key and go into the room to take your chametz. Meser gomrahu, it's totally prohibited. L'niach shum choysim maskar l'cheder. You can't put any type of a seal or a lock on the room, or the chametz on the chametz. Kedei shelo yuchel enoch relit lozo chametz. Thereby presenting the guy to get the chametz, which is what they wanted to do, because they didn't want the guy to take the chametz. But that's no good. The muchel mikizad the kol machir lo hayer rak haruma ba'alma. By doing that, you've created that all this thing is a joke. It's not real, because you're not. If you sold it, how can you not allow him access to his item? Right. So obviously, he didn't sell it. If he did that originally at the time of the sale,
we block up our stuff. Why can't the what do we say today? We just say
no. We usually what you're saying is you lock up your house. You don't lock up the chametz.
I mean, you put up. Whatever you do, you seal the cabinet.
You don't have to seal it. You just make some indication. You shouldn't go in there because you have a chitza issue.
Right.
But it's not impossible to get in.
Right.
But if it's locked and he can't get in, so then you have a problem.
Yeah, but the front door of your house is locked. How's he going to get in?
Yes. So if the person's there for Yom Tov, he has to. He says, the Mishnah Berurah says he has to at least tell him in the star, which you write in the star of the language. Whatever you want, you can come to get the key and come inside and get you. We will guarantee you. We'll let you in any time. If you're out of town,
yeah.
So really, the proper thing to do is to write on the star where the key can be found. You should leave a key with some neighbor or something like that. He should write in the document that he should be able to get access during Pesach.
No Rav asks for that.
Rabbi Hanuman does. Yeah. I remember in Tells, we used to give the keys. The Rashiba would, you put your name on it, a little tag, and Rashiba writes it to the Tell. If you're going out of town, he says, give me a copy of your keys. And he put it in a big envelope, remarked, Ryan Gold did this and this address, when he sold to the Goy, this envelope was either shown to the Goy, he knows where it is. If you want, you can come and get Rangel's comments. Here's the key. It'll be found in my house. You can, wherever you want. You can knock on the door, get the Rangel's key, go to Rangel's house and get the comments.
I never asked for that.
I came and brought the keys. Says, you want to get the key? You can give me the key. I said, no, I'm for Yom-tiv. So I came and gave him the key. Says, he said, you don't have to. I never heard from him, why? But he told me, he said, if you want to, you could. So that's what he did every year. I gave him the key. Because that's how he was brought up. You give the key. He accepted it from me every year.
Never asked me for it. I don't think he asked anybody for it. I've been away many, many years. I'm way more Pesach than I'm here.
Right. I don't know. It's an interesting question. Now, there's one solution for it, possibly. Take a look at the Sharet Tzion. So it says that the idea that you have to, the key has to be available, and if you didn't, if mitchila b'shosha mochar, it was ready like that. So it's but you have the chametz is also some of that the akum the goy is not some of that. He sees you playing games, right? So if at the time of the sale already it was locked up. The guy says, "Shkayach, he doesn't mean it." Let's turn to the Shabbat and look at the Sharet Tzion. Komakum imitzchila macher kedin. If originally the sale was valid, v'achokach nosen masker alacheder. Later on, he put the lock, a chesem or the seal on the chometz. After also lasers came, komakum ain the chometz neser b'shul masha also shlokahigun acher mechiru. Okay, so if at the time of the original sale it was already locked up and he kept getting it, so he says, you're playing games with me. Okay, if at the time of the sale it was actually accessible to the goy, so it was a valid sale. Later on during Pesach, or right before Pesach, whatever it is, the Jew locked the door. So now you're a ganef. It's the goy's chometz, he takes his kindness, and now you're preventing him getting access to his chometz, but it doesn't affect the sale. So you're not allowed to do what he says, because it looks like the Jew's chometz, that's being back to the mechsi. But B'dievet is not going to answer. The Mechzi doesn't answer B'dievet. See, if at the time of the sale it wasn't accessible, the Jew says, I'm selling you chametz, but I'm not telling you where it is. Shkayach. That's not a sale. You mean you're playing games. Or the Jew says, I'm selling you chametz, by the way, the door is locked, you can't get in. So that's not a sale. So the guy wasn't selling that. So the guy wasn't selling that. He doesn't believe that you're selling, so it's not a valid sale. So then he's talking about Nisid Reis and Bayer Bayer Motze. Unless it's a bit made Rabbanan. But a case where he only did it afterwards, so that doesn't invalidate the sale retroactively. And that's the point that Mishnah Berurah is saying. It doesn't affect it retroactively. So that's similar to that's what Moshe Shuvah is itself. Moshe discussed a situation where you have a Jew who's not a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and you arrange a sale of chametz for him, for his store. Then he sells chametz and pesach. So there were poskim that held that that invalidates the sale, because by the fact that the Jew is selling it on Pesach, that's indicating that he didn't really sell it. Well, you can't sell the goy's chametz. You can't make business with the goy's chametz. What are you doing? I'm selling the goy's chametz, his Cheerios, and getting paid for making a dollar a box on his Cheerios. I can't do that. It's his Cheerios, not my Cheerios. I'm a Ghana. Right, so if I'm doing it, must be that I never really meant to sell it. So Rashi says no, that the sale is valid. The Jews talk a ganav, but it doesn't retroactively invalidate the sale. So the chometz is not chomer shavu Pesach. The guy's a ganav, but the chometz is not chomer. It was sold, so it belonged to goyim Pesach. Belongs to goyim Pesach, but he would have to pay his mutter. So the I'm allowed to buy, according to the merchant, I'm allowed to buy from that store after Pesach, even though the Jew, it was chometz shenigna b'Pesach, it wasn't chometz shabbat b'Pesach, you know. Right? So whatever the Jew sold in Pesach, I mean, you can't, obviously the Jew can't buy, from Jew can't buy the unbezi, but you can't buy chometz in Pesach. We want to buy chometz after Pesach, it's mutter according to the merchant. So that's why the Ramosha's tshuva was the reason why the minig of the Rabbanim was to yes get involved and to sell the chometz. This way, at least after Pesach, all the people which buy from them will not be over this by chometz shavu l'Pesach. You have to realize at the same time you're being machshel the Jew in this of Geneva. Now, without you, he would have everybody read Motzei. So, not clear which of Eira's words. You know, I'm not being Marshall, I'm saving him. I'm saving him from Bali Remotzei. I'm being Marshall in Geneva. So, what is that called? Rishon Zalman has a situation like that. There's a leaf neighbor to sit to Mikshal. So the Lacha says, I can't feed food to a non Jew, excuse me, to a non frum Jew. If I know he's not going to wash for the bread, I can't put bread in front of him. He's not going to wash, so I can't give him a food if he's not going to make a bracha. So Shlomo Zalman says, okay, so now you have non-frum relatives to come for a visit, so you can't put out a bowl of fruit or offer them a drink because you're being mashal them eating without a bracha. Okay, so you don't show them anything. So they decide that all frum Jews are jerks and they hate you. So they bring over this order of L'sisa Zechich L'Vavecho. So he says, L'sisa Zechich L'Vavecho is an Issa D'Raisa. Not making a bracha on the food is the Rabbana. So I'm not being machshel him, I'm being matzel him. If I don't feed him, I'm being machshel him in the L'sisna. If I do feed him, I'm being machshel him in the Chila B'Loi Bracha. It's better I should not be machshel him in the D'Raisa, be machshel him in the Rabbana. So given the fact that he's in my house, those are my only two options, it's better to feed him, even though he won't make a bracha, that's what Shlomo Zalman said. So what's better? They say, if I don't sell the Jew's chametz, have you ever buy a Rebbe Motzeh? If I sell the Jew's chametz and he goes business with it on Pesach, he's over L'Signoiv. L'Signoiv. Excuse me, L'Signoiv. He's stealing. So either I mean Mashalim and an Aveira. So which Aveira should I be, what should I do? So one, I'm not really mashal. I'm not getting involved. I'm not making do the Isabayari Matzeh. They'll have a mail. I'm not being mashal. If I sell it, I'm being mashal in Gzeilu. So some person hold it's better not to sell. Because why should you want to do that to the guy? He'll be over. That's his problem. But you know, that wasn't my involvement. Isabayari Matzeh wasn't to me. The reason why the person didn't get involved because the mice, there's many people would buy afterwards. The first person who did this was a tight Zatzal. There was this wholesaler, which is a very big distributor along the East Coast, CNS, I think it was. CNS was Cohn and Siegel. It was Tufragin, and they were supplying all of the stores up and down the East Coast, and Giant got from CNS, and they were, so any store after Pesach, you're buying chometz, there's chometz after Pesach. They would store millions of pounds of this stuff and they would distribute it. So he was selling the chametz and relying on Rosh Hashuva that it's not chometz on the Pesach because it was sold. They're doing business on Pesach, so they're good over. Okay, so that's now take a look at the Shart Tzina Chav Zayin. So the Shart he says over there in a case where Bishas the Mechira, you put a lock on it. That's going to be it's going to be also after Pesach because feel the yeah because the bechal wasn't a mechira, the guy wasn't same with Daz, it wasn't a mechira, and the conversation. So Mr. Burr, the Shart Tzina Chav Zayin Achronim, when Nadav Yehuda Simon Yerches with Tamir Abal Tshuva Me'avu Mefakvakim Adinze, both Nadav Yehuda and the Nadav Yehuda's Talmud, which is the person who wrote the Sefer Tshuva Me'avu, question this halach. Why? The Ma'ichmas Lon Ma'asha Meicher Mechavein Buramos. What do we care? What the seller is not really selling. Harayo He's putting a lock on it, the door, immediately. So that's selling, you know. I'm selling it to you, I'm holding on to the other, you know, the other hand. But the Maisa, Kimish Akana Kona Bikinyan Gomer. So it's sufficient. So that's what they argued. In other words, what's their argument? I mean, he can go to court and have this sale recognized and enforced. So it's a valid sale. He says, you know, listen, the guy sold me this item. He put a lock on the door. I want you to send the policeman in over there and force him to remove the lock, you know. He says, yeah, good point. And they send him, they now take off the lock. That's what theoretically could happen. So it means that indicates that it was really a sale. So what do I care is that the Rebbe says the fact that the Jews be mechavin for a shtick. But at the end of the day, if it's a logically binding sale, you know, everybody wants it. So the Mishnah Berurah, no, veim is actually the fisa, that's not a good argument. Shemaksav the mifnim. The Lashem Chadaita, the Kaira Likibik again said. You're arguing that, you know, he but since he recognizes that he's going to have to go through this whole process to get it, maybe, you know, who knows what's going to happen, he doesn't feel confident he's going to get it, so that itself undermines the sale. What undermines the sale is the lack of confidence of the purchaser. He's not really intending to buy it because he doesn't believe he's going to get it. So that's what undermines the sale. It's how much more so in the case of selling chomet shahakim, the guy recognizes this is not your average sale. It's just like a formula which you use to get not to be over the isser. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I don't see the Nei Berurah's kasha. The point that we hear is that the goy is not confident that it's really a sale. So that itself undermines the sale. And A, and B, furthermore, the Nei Berurah himself, when he raises the question, when he argues over here, they raise it as a question on the Taz. Everybody says, why should that be? The chutz sale. That's how they present it. They don't present it as a definitive argument.
What is the
definitely. So, definitively. You know, heckle means with totally decided. Now, the Shaar Tzion in Chav Ches says, in the case, I told you that at the moment of the sale, the guy got the key, like he's supposed to. Then, afterwards, when he tries to put a lock on it, it's wrong to put the lock, but Bidi Yabit is not al Kamiyasa, because the sale was a valid sale. So, is there any situation where the Jews allow the Chachila to go put a seal? I told you over here that you can't put a seal because it looks like it's a Jew's homage. It's not an Issa Mikra Din. Okay, so, and A, I told you that in a case where the Jew did put the seal on the room, etc., whatever it is, but he had it after Pesach is Mutter.
I thought that the guy is giving some money. He's not clearly not giving enough money to cover all that chometz.
You see, what we do is the same.
It's a down payment he's putting down.
Yeah, but down payment. When I buy a house,
I can't live in the house when I just put down a down payment. I have to close on the house to be able to live in it.
Okay. House might not be a good marshal, but in halacha, if I want to buy a piece of land. So we have three kinyanim. There's actually more than three kinyanim, but there's three. Mishnah delineates three kinyanim. I can become a kesef, I can become a shtar, I can become a chazak. Kesef is the giving of money acts as a Maisa Kinyan. You don't need to pay the full value to be kind of.
Okay.
And you can give a through to, it says. So even though the piece of land is worth much more than that, so the range is like this. I'm buying the land. It's worth $100,000. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're going to pay me as a payment. And I'm giving you right now $1 as the act of paying to be kind of the karka.
Okay.
So now I own the whole karka, and I owe you $999,999. I paid you $1.
And I can go. Now I can start planting on that property?
Yeah. I bought the karka. If you don't want that, you better make your arrangements differently, because that's how Mechira works. Mechira is, it's not mine, and I owe you money. Now, if I default on owing the money, so in certain cases, if you default on the, if you have the money, I collect the money. You have any money, so I collect karka, so I collect my karka back. Because the karka is a lien for the chayv. But it's a lien. It's not. You actually own the. You own. I sold it. You own it. So the way we look at a down payment is a total. It's total ownership, with the chayv moment.
So it's very different than like when you buy a house, because buying a house,
the bank keeps ownership.
Yeah, that's
right. So Locha says no. I mean, the Locha would arrange that the purchaser owns the whole house, and he has a chayv moment with a shibud. On the house. Okay, so we said that.
So basically, the guy could give a dollar, and now he owns
$1 million of the chametz.
Anybody understands this when he does the when the rabbi sits down with the guy, he explains all of this to him.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say all the guy understand it, but they definitely explain it to him. We explain it to him.
So if he really understands it, he can have a field day with
us. I was about to say, why doesn't he? Do we make it a high enough value that there's incentive for him not to sell or whatever?
Well, again, we say that we make it the terms of the loan that the rest of the money is due in 8 days. So now there's two things: there's a mechira and there's a loan. Or there's a chayv moment. So the mechira is now, it's effective now after he pays me $5. He now owns all this chametz.
Right.
Which has been estimated at the value of $100,000. And he owes me the $99,000, $995, 8 days from now. And the terms are, at that point in time, he has a choice. If he wishes, he can pay. If he so wishes, I will be willing to buy the chametz back from him as a payment for the loan of the money that he owes me. So I buy it back from him at that point in time, and that's the payment for the money. So, theoretically, in the middle, he says, well, listen, I don't need money anyway, I might as well eat it, and I'll deal with the fact that he'll put me in jail for not paying my loan after. That was the problem. That's the problem which they grappled with in Europe. And that's what the guy said, listen, I have the whiskey now. And afterwards, well, they'll beat me up, throw me in the jail. I live in the jail anyway, what's that to me? Right? So it comes along the Sharatzin and says, so that's why the Jew was motivated to put this lock on the door.
I would imagine.
But he said, you can't do that. Right? No lock. Because it looks like you're... Comes along the Sharatzin and he says, if at the time of the sale, the door was not locked, and the guy had access. So at the time of the sale, it was a real sale. He was confident. Mm-hmm. So afterwards, I want to put a lock on. So Mishabur said, you can't do that either. Because now it looks like you're a chometz. So the result of the Chok Yaakov, if you're afraid the guy is going to, doesn't really mean Yigna because it's his chometz, but it means the guy is going to come and collect all the chometz and not pay for it after pay, so you're allowed to put a lock on afterwards. That's what the Chayyarim says. There's no such Chok Yaakov. Chayyarim quotes the Chok Yaakov, there's no such Chok Yaakov. Elikosa, what he did say is the following. He said, we should yell at the guys who are doing it, but b'di'evet, if they did it, the chametz is mutter. That's all he said. Because other means that kosa b'graz, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, takes it a step by it. The problem of filo b'di'evet osur b'chosim alochet. There's cases where even b'di'evet is going to be osur when you seal the room. Kegoyin. B'mechira sen, the way we do
the garaz.
The garaz is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. That's Baal Tanya.
How did that turn into
Reb Zalman? He was referred to as a garden of Zalman.
Is that the Shnei part?
That was very common. They used to call him the garden of Zalman. So he says, where's the example where it's going to be a problem? The way we do our mechira nowadays, shemerchim b'matmos, we sell it for a little bit of money. Rashar zaken al b'mobil, the rest we make as a loan. He owes money. Kshitin chosim al cheder. Now that's an area when you lock the room. Well, yochel akum likonus sham. He can't get in there. Harei nifter ha'akum in achrayis. In that situation, the goy has no responsibility. I receive a chometz, it's mine, and I owe you money. But if in a situation where I cannot protect my chometz, only you could, because I can't get there, and then something happens, you, Mr. Jew, are responsible. I'm not going to pay you, because my chometz got lost. You never, and that's your responsibility to me. I owe you money, but you owe me money for the chometz that got lost, so I'm not paying anything. Well, once that's true, the chometz should give a man who has to the Israel, he's gone every day to be Christ Israel, shemel of a Pesach, overall of a Bayeroa. Chometz which the Jew is responsible for, so it's considered like Jewish chometz, and he's over Bayeroa by Yimotze. So you have a Mekarchayim, which is the Nesivus. You have the Prima Gadim, which is Prima Gadim. You have the Shulchan Aruch Rav. That's pretty strong opinions. So the chart says, and this one is, he's careful. Because Shom, Shreyu Be'achrayis Akum. The case of he says it's mutter. The case of he says when it was in the guy's responsibility. Valesa, but that's not true. Once he took the key away from him, what you're saying is you can't control it anymore. But I could. So that by definition will give me responsibility on the item. So it's an automatic problem of taking the key away. So, then he brings the Biralocha. He's going to talk about this issue a little more. Okay, so we're holding. We just finished good base.